challenger Mark Harris defeated incumbent Republican Congressman Robert Pittenger by a margin of 814 votes. This was round two for the Southern Baptist pastor and the congressman. Harris barely lost to Pittenger 2 years ago. But Tuesday's primary is just a first win in a longer battle. Harris will face well-funded Democratic challenger Dan McCready in the general election. WFAE's Jessa O'Connor has more.
The overcrowded restaurant in Indian Trail was euphoric as Mark Harris announced his win over Republican incumbent Robert Pittenger. But even among the celebration, there was a heavy dose of realism. Supporters know that Harris faces a stiff challenge from Dan McCready, the candidate who the National Democratic Party is throwing its support and money behind in an effort to turn District 9 blue. But Union County Republican Party Chair Dan Barry says that's not going to happen.
We're going to build a red wall to make sure that blue wave doesn't get here.
But building that red wall takes money that Harris doesn't yet have. Harris only had about $71,000 left in his campaign as of late April, according to the campaign finance tracking website OpenSecrets.org. McCready had about $1.2 million. Asked if he thinks he can outraise McCready, Harris said,
"I can only hope and pray. We'll see how fundraising goes. But I believe there's going to be national interest in this race. The Democrats have certainly targeted the 9th district, and I think conservatives, Republicans, want to make sure we hold on to this seat. So I think we'll all be working hard together to achieve that goal."
The 9th district, which President Trump carried 2 years ago, stretches from South Charlotte to Fayetteville. Harris says he will continue to align himself with President Trump's conservative agenda.
"I think the president has given us a tremendous agenda, and I think we ran on that agenda in the primary, and I see no reason to change that agenda moving forward into the fall."
Harris means an anti-establishment agenda that seeks to decrease the size of the federal government and replace career politicians.
"You know, we ran this campaign on a theme that we wanted to have less of Washington, D.C. in the 9th district and more of the 9th district going to Washington, D.C.
It's the pro-Trump rhetoric that has Harris supporter Gregory Paulus energized.
"Well, I'm feeling very excited. It's almost as fun as when Trump won, and we want to see conservatives going to the House of Representatives to support the president's agenda."
Drain the swamp! Drain the swamp!
Anti-establishment anger helped Harris win the race, says Pittenger's campaign manager Larry Shaheen.
"I think that a lot of this is the fact that a lot of folks are unhappy with Washington, are unhappy with what they perceive to be happening up there."
"Thank you, all the people who stood with me."
Here's Congressman Pittenger during his brief concession speech.
"Thank you so much for all you've done to support this congressman and our effort to give leadership in this country."
After a campaign in which he heavily criticized Pittenger, Harris spent a good part of his victory speech praising and thanking the congressman for his service. In addition to money, Harris said he's going to need Pittenger's support to win in November. For WFAE News, I'm Jessa O'Connor.